And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle-dove, and a young pigeon. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the goat, and kill it in the place where they kill the burnt offerings before the Lord. It is a sin offering. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Ye shall eat no manner of fat, of ox, or of sheep, or of goat. And he brought the people's offering, and took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it, and offered it for sin as the first. And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell, and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him, and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. Then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. And he shall go out unto the altar that is before the Lord, and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar round about. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, he shall bring the live goat, and Aaron shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel, and all their transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness, and the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities unto a land not inhabited, and he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. And he that let go the goat for the scapegoat shall wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward come into the camp. And the bullock for the sin offering, and the goat for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy place, shall one carry forth without the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins, and their flesh, and their dung. What man soever there be of the house of Israel, that killeth an ox, or lamb, or goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, when a bullock, or a sheep, or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under the dam, and from the eighth day, and thenceforth, it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And if any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year for a sin offering. But the firstling of a cow, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, thou shalt not redeem. They are holy. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and shalt burn their fat for an offering made by fire for a sweet savour unto the Lord, and one goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. And one goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering, and his drink offering. And one goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering, and his drink offering. And one goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And one goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering. And one goat for a sin offering beside the continual burnt offering and his meat offering and his drink offering. These are the beasts which ye shall eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat, the hart and the roebuck and the fallow deer and the wild goat and the pygarg and the wild ox and the chamois. A greyhound, an he-goat also, and a king against whom there is no rising up. 7 days shalt thou prepare every day a goat for a sin offering. They shall also prepare a young bullock and a ram out of the flock without blemish. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great. And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And for it came up 4 notable ones toward the 4 winds of heaven. And the rough goat is the king of Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king.